Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Boasting that he would destroy every man, woman, and child in Metropolis as his first step in avenging the defeat of Germany, Henry Miller, the fanatical young Nazi in whose veins flows the deadly kryptonite which enables him to generate atomic power, prepared to explode the dam guarding the great billion-gallon reservoir in the hills above the city, while the police and army guarded the river and canal, and Superman searched for him from the night skies. Miller, hidden in a dark patch of woods in the hills, attacked the reservoir. The first sparks of jagged green lightning which leaped from his weirdly gloved hands landed just short of the dam, plowing an enormous crater in the earth. From aloft, Superman heard the explosion and launched himself down through space at his deadly foe. As we continue now, a titanic battle is raging in the pale moonlight. Miller, the Atom Man, pointing his metal-gloved hands aloft, sends fierce shafts of green lightning hissing and crackling at Superman, who wheels and spins and darts from them like some great bird, seeking an opportunity to flash in and rip the electronic converter from Miller's throat. Screaming like a maniac, Miller hurls bolt after bolt at the Man of Steel, watches him falter in midair like a wounded bird, and then barely swoop out of range.
Come closer, I dare you! You're afraid of me! Superman is afraid of me!
Gasping for breath, his mighty muscles weakened by the bombardment of atomic power, Superman clings to the top of a tall tree, regaining his last strength. The Atom Man, whirling about, sees him and advances. His strange meshed hands outstretched, forks of green lightning hurtling from them to pierce and shrivel the trees in his path, to rend and uproot them, and send them crashing to earth with a roar like Jovian thunder.
Now for you, Superman!
With eyes gleaming like a madman, the Nazi monster points his hands at the tree to which Superman clings, laughing triumphantly as the green atomic lightning strikes the giant trunk, coils around it like fierce, twining snakes, uproots and hurls it, blackened and scorched, to the earth. And as Superman falls to the ground in the crashing branches, the Atom Man rushes toward him.
Now I've got you! This time you're through!
Oh! Keep away!
With atomic power raking and exploding the earth and branches about his fallen foe, the Atom Man races forward. But suddenly there is a violent burst of wind, a flurry of red and blue, and Superman bounds high from the ground, flashing up into the heavens like a comet. Enraged, the Atom Man points his hands aloft and hurls deadly green lightning after him. One bolt, then another, strikes the Man of Steel, and his swift descent is halted. He struggles in midair, threshes his powerful arms and legs like a desperate swimmer, and then as the third bolt strikes him, he shudders and begins to fall. Faster and faster he falls, the pale moon lighting his billowing red cape and shimmering on the silvery waters of the vast reservoir below. There is a mighty splash. Superman disappears beneath the surface of the lake. For a long minute, 2 minutes, there is nothing to be seen but an ever-widening circle of ripples on the smooth bosom of the water. And at the edge of the blackened, ravaged woods, the Atom Man, who has turned the switch on the converter at his throat and stilled his deadly power, laughs long and loud.
I said I'd finish you, and I did. You're dead now, drowned.
Once again, the Atom Man touches the switch on the converter strapped to his throat, flashing the electronic impulses through the deadly kryptonite atoms in his blood and surging toward his gloved hands, from which they emerge in the jagged green sparks of atomic energy. Now, triumphantly, he lifts his hands again, points them at the high concrete dam protecting the great reservoir. The green lightning leaps, ever lengthening, and is almost at the dam when Superman flashes upward from the deep waters of the reservoir, his costume and cape dripping, and rockets like a bullet at the Atom Man.
No, you don't, Miller.
You again. What does it take to kill you?
More than you've got, my friend.
You're crazy, you fool. I'll finish you now. Now.
It's you who'll be finished tonight, Miller.
Well, see. Stop this if you can.
Once more, the strange and terrible battle rages. Mouthing wild curses, the Atom Man hurls his green power again and again at his flying foe, who darts and twists from it, circles and turns in the air like a giant falcon.
You'll exhaust your power, Miller. What'll you do then?
It won't be exhausted before I finish you and Metropolis, too. Now, I've got you.
No.
There.
No.
Suddenly caught by a dozen bolts of atomic lightning, Superman cries out, stricken, tries to zoom away, falters, and thuds to earth 20 yards from where Miller stands. He lies there, groaning, trying desperately to rise as the Atom Man rushes toward him, his wild, gloating laugh ringing through the woods.
Oh. Hey, you brass Superman! This is the end!
I can't!
As the Atom Man is almost upon him, Superman makes one final frenzied effort, rolls and clutches at a fallen tree, manages to throw it into the path of his murderous foe. And as the Atom Man lies stunned for a brief moment, the ghastly lightning pouring from his fingers and shattering the earth around him, Superman rises to his feet, his eyes bulging and red-rimmed, his costume stained and torn.
Now's my chance. Now!
Like a staggering giant, Superman reaches the Atom Man and throws him into his arms.
Up! Up! And away!
High into the pale moonlight leaps the Man of Steel, the fiercely struggling Atom Man in his arms. 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
I want that converter on your throat.
No! No!
I'll get it if I have to. Take your hands off my shoulders.
I'll kill you!
Take your hands off, I said. The atomic power. It's weakening me.
I warn you, you fool. I said I'd finish you. Now I will.
Fastening his metal-gloved hands on Superman's shoulders, the Atom Man's wild laugh rings insanely through the heavens as he witnesses his powerful foe shudder, feels him weaken and grow limp.
Die, stop Superman! It. Die!
Stop it! My strength is almost gone. I'll drop you.
Oh!
The terrible atomic power smashes again and again at his weakened body. Superman loses consciousness. His head falls on his chest, his eyes close, and his strong arms relax their grip on his opponent.
I'm falling! I'm falling!
Screaming in terror, the Atom Man feels himself falling, shrieks in panic as he sees the ground miles below rushing up to meet him. A few feet away, his red cape billowing about his limp body, Superman falls too. Faster and faster, the two deadly enemies, both of them helpless now, plummet down toward the bank of the city's North Canal, where police officers and soldiers, attracted by the amazing green lightning miles above, stare upward in open-mouthed wonder. Then, there are two smashing, sickening thuds, as first the Atom Man and then the Man of Steel strike the earth and lie still. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But right now, here is our announcer, Dan McCullough.
Say, wouldn't you feel mighty proud to be the first in your crowd to collect all 18 of those new comic buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep? Why, you bet you would. They're pictures of your old funny paper favorites, you know, like Moon Mullins. And there's Smitty and Herbie and Smiling Jack and Superman, of course. We couldn't leave him out. But you know, the best part is you don't have to send in any money to get these swell buttons, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal tomorrow. Then see which prize you find inside. One of these exciting new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. Remember, that's P-P-P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Carrying the Atom Man high into the heavens, Superman lost consciousness when his deadly enemy tried to finish him with his atomic power, and both of them fell miles to Earth, where they landed on the bank of the North Canal in Metropolis. Now, a few minutes later, Superman opens his eyes to see the anxious faces of Police Inspector Henderson and General Niles of the Army looking down at him.
Oh. Hello. Hello, Inspector.
Are you all right, Superman?
Yes, I think so.
No. Don't try to get up yet.
No, I'm all right. Miller. The Atom Man. What about him?
He's finished.
Finished? Are you sure?
No doubt about it. What's left of him is under the canvas over there.
Oh, thank you.
You saved Metropolis tonight, Superman.
You certainly did, and I want to extend my thanks and the thanks of the Army. I'm General Niles, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I didn't mean to let Miller die, but I carried him into the air to prevent him from exploding the dam. Then he tried to finish me. I lost consciousness.
You did a wonderful job, a simply wonderful job. You've had a report of what happened at the reservoir. If it hadn't been for you, every man, woman, and child in Metropolis would be dead by now.
We owe you more than we can ever repay.
You don't owe me anything. I'm fighting for the same things you are. The end of tyranny and intolerance.
Then I'll only say, thank heaven, that the worst threat America ever faced is over.
I'll second that.
Sorry, gentlemen, but the threat is far from over.
What do you mean?
It isn't?
I mean that a terrible threat still remains. To me, to you, and to the entire world.
Amazed, Inspector Henderson and General Niles stare at Superman. Henry Miller, the deadly Atom Man, is no more. So what can his conqueror mean? You who have followed this story closely may be able to guess what Superman means. Know why, at this very moment of his greatest triumph, his own life and the lives of all humanity are still in mortal danger. In tomorrow's episode, the Man of Steel explains and begins a new and thrilling adventure, which is even more exciting than the one from which he has just emerged. So don't fail to be with us tomorrow, same time, same station, for the beginning of one of the most exciting stories in all the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.